Jeez, not again. Oh, hey. Did you hear that? It was pretty loud, wasn't it? Ah, sorry. I guess I went and had another accident. No, I should be the one cleaning up. It's my mess. Well, at least let me help you. It's pretty funny, isn't it? After who knows how many times of making a mess, you'd think they'd just ban me from sorting office supplies by now. Although, really, it's kind of a miracle that I haven't been fired after that incident in the basement. I never knew those dividers they use for cubicles could be so heavy. Or, flammable. Anyway, you won't tell anyone about this time, right? Good, because I swear this time it wasn't even my fault. The shelf collapsed on its own. I swear! I didn't even touch it! I'm pretty sure the screws on it were rusted or something. You, don't believe me, do you? I'm sorry. We really make a regular habit of me messing stuff up, and you having to clean up after me. This is far from the kind of impression I want to leave. I swear, though, I have no idea how this keeps happening. It's like the second I arrive at work, all of my luck just shoots down the drain. This never happens when I'm at home, or anywhere else. It's like some kind of office ghost is out to get me or something. It does sound pretty ridiculous, doesn't it? Maybe I angered the spirit of office jobs at some point in my life. And I've never been the spiritual type, but with all of this just happening, can we really rule it out? Hey, speaking of which, you think they'll host another office costume party this year? I don't even know what I'd wear if they did. Maybe I'll just go as a witch. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to. Sorry. Maybe I should just step out of the room. What's wrong with me today? It's just nothing but accident after accident and... Oh, goodness. I'm so sorry. I definitely didn't mean to fall on top of you like that. It's like we're in some kind of rom-com or something. Me? I'm fine. I just... Oh, darn. Looks like I hurt my ankle. Why did the work dress code require us to wear high heels? It's so unsafe. Take a look? Sure, just... There's a chair over there. Let me just... really, I don't need your help. Yeah, you're right, I do. Thank you. Give it to me straight. How bad is it? Oh, that's good. I'm not sure I could afford a hospital visit right now. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't need to apologize. Well, I certainly feel like I do. I really don't know what's wrong with me. It's like I smashed the biggest mirror in the world in a past life or something, and now I'm cursed with bad luck forever. Now my heels are ruined. Maybe someone in the office will have some spare shoes I can borrow until I get home. Massage? I mean, you don't need to. But if it's okay... Ow! A little gentler, please. Okay. That does feel better. Hey, can I ask you something? It's stupid, but ever since I got this job and ever since I met you, I swear I've become such a klutz, causing messes all over the darn place. Again, it really is amazing that they didn't fire me yet. But I'm getting sidetracked. I just wanted to say thank you. Like, a lot. Every time I had an accident, you were there to help and cover me when you didn't need to. I really owe you one. Well, specifically if we're counting every incident, I think I owe you like 6 or 7 now? 10 if we're counting that basement incident. Oh, man. There was no hiding that from the boss. I seriously can't thank you enough for taking the fall for that. Maybe I should just quit while I haven't caused any serious property damage and have to start paying fines. But I get the feeling I'd probably end up missing you. Well, here's the thing. I'm beginning to think all of these things are happening because I get distracted. Easily distracted. By you. Do I really need to spell it out for you? These accidents have been happening mostly because I can't stop thinking about you, you dense dork! You're constantly on my mind. The second I come into work and see you, I already have trouble focusing. And it's why I get kind of flustered around you. Although the heel breaking and the shelf falling definitely wasn't my fault. That was definitely not on me. Anyway, what I'm basically trying to say here is, when we get off work, do you maybe want to go for some tea or coffee? Ah, I'm glad to hear that. I know this place not too far from here. I always go there for lunch. The ginger snap biscuits there are to die for. And the tea? Oh, don't even get me started. And both of them combined, well, it tastes divine. Ah, right. I should probably focus on figuring out where to get new shoes first. Probably gonna get some weird looks if I go down there today barefoot. I think Lisa, who's a few cubicles down from mine, sometimes goes to the gym after work. So she pretty much just has an extra bag of clothes ready to go all the time. You think she'd mind if I borrowed her shoes for a bit? You're right. Lisa is a good person. That being said, remind me to give her shoes a wash and bring them back later. I'd feel bad if I kept them and forgot. But I'd probably feel a lot worse if she had to be the one to remind me. Word is, she used to be an MMA fighter or something. I mean, with those muscles she has, I believe it. Ah, hey. I think my foot's feeling better now. Ah, there we go. Thank goodness. I wouldn't want to have to limp around the office today. It's bad enough that everything seems to fall off the shelves every time I enter a room. Hey, thanks again for all of your help. And thanks for putting up with all the chaos I seem to leave in my wake. I'm pretty sure anyone else would have just abandoned me at this point. We should definitely get back to work. We've been in there for a while. People are gonna talk if we stay any longer. Oh, before that, one more thing. See you at lunch!